So platting went down, went development going down. This is a little bit of a dated slide. This is City of Houston. You can see what happened after the recession, coming back up very strong. Now, platting is part of the land use regulation process. And what I find is people really get confused. People get confused between platting and zoning. They're both part of the regulatory scheme, but they're very different. Typically, platting is that first bite at the apple from a regulatory process. It's sort of a foundational issue. It's like building the house, it's the slab. It's not real sexy, but if it doesn't work right, that's a real problem. And the origin of platting is based upon public law concepts of health, safety, public welfare, what we call the police power. It's not based on contract law. And so those of you who are in the private sector, I want you to not think about anything contract-based. And I don't want you to think about zoning. Platting is kind of its own little piece of the puzzle. And the subdivision and platting control is part of the land registration system. We all know that you record documents that relate to the real property and the transfer of property. And the platting process is an opportunity for the local government to control the division of land, which division of land, when it's approved, will be recorded. And it will be the basis for the conveyance of property to consumers. Now, obviously, we have a lot of commercial and industrial use, but the core is to deal with the protection of citizens. So it's the government protecting the citizens.